Pat Sandy of Pro-Life Wisconsin is part of the Parents First Coalition. It's a group of Republican legislators and lobby groups united in their opposition to birth control for minors.
Providing free taxpayer-funded contraceptives to 15, 16, 17-year-old girls behind parents' backs is irresponsible public policy. Parents simply don't want this.
But a mother from Platteville says she does.
Cutting 15 to 17-year-olds from this program won't stop kids from having sex.
That's Diane Fox. She supports a program twice endorsed by Tommy Thompson, first as governor, then as U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary. Now there are attempts to restrict teen access to the program. A vote in the state legislature could come next month. Chris Taylor of Wisconsin Planned Parenthood notes that both the current Assembly and Senate leaders initially voted for the waiver. However, their support and that of other Republicans may now be in doubt.
If this vote breaks down on a partisan line, the governor's veto, as we have seen with other issues that have come up, it's a very narrow margin to uphold that.
Supporters say restrictions to the five-year program could cost the state $38 million. But Republican Representative Glenn Grothman says excluding teens won't jeopardize federal funding.
I think that would be up to the Bush administration. You know, if the Bush administration, and I just think common sense would suggest no, you know, that would not happen.
25,000 women and teens who can't get Medicaid or Badger Care are currently using the program to get pap smears, contraceptives, and treatment for sexually transmitted diseases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.